And now, back to the Johnny B Show.
Sudden. Is that a sign?
General malaise or feeling of unwellness?
Yeah. Dry cough? I don't have a dry cough, thank God. No, I think...
Feeling feverish?
I always feel that way. It's totally in my head. I do it all the time. I'm like telling Leah, I go, I think I have a fever. And then she's like, no. She touches my head. She's like, you don't. And I go, you're wrong. And then I go, I check my temperature. It's like 97.4. Okay. Done.
What is it, 98.6?
98 degrees.
I think it's 98.6 or 96.8. I can't. It's 98.6.
Yeah, but it could be any 97.9.
Yeah,
it could be anywhere in there. It doesn't matter. As long as it's in that range, as long as it isn't over 98, 99, right?
99. I think, yeah.
Welcome back. We have looked over all these tweets, and we will choose a top tweet. Wait, I already chose one. I'm telling you, I feel out of sorts right now. Somebody, David Santelli, tweeted out that this is the best week of shows ever. He's laughed so hard in his car. I don't even remember what we've talked about tonight. So,
me neither.
Yeah,
drawing a blank.
100%. I don't even know what button I'm supposed to hit right now. Oh,
kill Whitey.
There you go. I am hungry. Maybe I should eat.
We got Mother Trucker George.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At all of us. Okay, it's getting late, B-holes. Daniel watching 102.5 The Bone to see on a Hummel radio.
Yum, yum.
Single ladies challenge, hashtag Corona Boner.
He's a weird guy, right?
Helping out the owl of the Johnny B Show. The kids got the cure for what ills ya. And he has a gift of an old lady saying, have you helped an old lady today? Why the F not?
Yeah,
Mrs. Soprano.
She's British. Oh.
Yeah, I'm the Sopranos.
Yeah, you never seen the Sopranos, huh?
No.
Wow.
We got a red germ. Small red shirt checking in. He says, great night with Anna Hummel Radio. Wish I was 12 again.
Ew.
But at least Johnny B and Will saved her from an investigation.
Love it. Hell yeah.
Likes him young.
That is her favorite. Like I said earlier, David Santelli was the one that says, I have to say, this is the best week of your show. I have fully enjoyed every single day of laughing. I just wanted to thank you guys. Love you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't worry. We'll suck real bad tomorrow.
Scully Silverton at CG Fuzz 2K. And all of us, sorry, Johnny. Dana White had to cancel the Enter the Dragon idea. Cooler heads prevailed, and he gave us a link to Dana White canceling UFC 249.
I know. Yeah, Will pulled that up right after I was talking about it. I guess we're not going to have the island.
It's canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got McShay, Running Wolf 1978.
Yeah, this one almost won, by the way. This is a great one.
Said, listen to the Johnny B Show with Johnny, Anna, and Will. They're asking if they have a TikTok account. My mind goes to the lyrics of I Want to Sex You Up. From Color Me Bad. This b-hole is showing his age. What's up, Anna? Wink, wink. You're too old for it, dude.
Do you know what he means by that? By the I Want to Sex You Up and TikTok?
TikTok, you don't stop.
To the TikTok, you don't stop.
Yeah, I know.
Stop.
I know
to
things.
To the TikTok, you don't stop. Stop. To the TikTok, you don't stop. Stop. To the TikTok.
Yeah.
I hate that one speaker thing that they did.
It goes back and forth.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
It almost made me fall out of my chair because I only got one ear on right now.
Oh boy! Sorry. Oh, okay, go ahead. Are we ready for a winner?
Yeah, I think so. The winner tonight is Cap MC, Cap MC Media. He says, I'm willing to bet Gordon Ramsay would love to be a yum-yum, dum-dum judge. Or he could just judge whatever Anna calls food. Both would be great shows.
Look, I don't know if we're going to be doing any judging on my food channel, Yum Yum Dum Dum. I think it's going to be me teaching you how to cook food. And that's the basic premise.
I still want to do that.
Huh?
I still want to do that. We can't now, obviously, because
what?
Corona. Get Chef in here.
Oh, no, no.
Chef.
That's down the line where I'll bring other chefs in. I'll be doing a channel from my house, though. So.
Oh, is that where I didn't hear that part. I wanted to do, you know my idea with
a segment,
an Iron Chef with Anna in and have her try to make something.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be good.
No, Yum Yum Dum Dum is actually going to be a YouTube channel that I do cooking demos from my home, but I do it uncensored as me, 100%. And then I will bring in other chefs or go on location with other chefs and do it that way too. And there'll be other segments, different kind of... I don't know. Other channels that will branch off from it. I'll collaborate with other food YouTube channels, hopefully. I'm talking to people. Hell yeah. Everybody I've talked to loves it. So not one person's like, yeah, I'm not interested. They're like, oh yeah, I want to be all up in
They're
Yum
like,
Yum Dum
oh,
Dum.
Yeah.
Actually, one of them sounded exactly
Did they?
Like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good feedback.
Chef Sam. Yeah.
Really? You got him on.
It's a she.
Oh, she got
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's great. Yep. So there you go. Congratulations to Cap MC. You are a champion, and you deserve all the accolades. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. You actually sounded like one of your cats when you did it that time. Is that what they do? When you try to milk them?
I'm trying to milk them. I just want to see if they have wools.
What holidays are we doing tomorrow?
Oh, we got Good Friday, folks.
Oh, is it Friday tomorrow?
Good Friday is when Jesus did the cross thing, you know.
What is it?
He did the Via de la Rosa or whatever, walk to the cross against his will.
Why is that good?
It's not good.
It's called Good Friday.
Well, I didn't name it that. Jesus Christ.
Should be called Goddamn Friday.
Yeah, and then he was on the cross, and then I think...
Jesus Christ.
And then he was on the... You know, he was nailed to the cross, which doesn't sound like a good time.
Nailed it!
And then he died. But then he rose up. He was resurrected. And they went into the cave, and they're like, where's Jesus? And his body was like, nowhere. But they had some linens, and they were like, still there. And I was like, meh. Easter.
Yeah, that story sounds legit.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's Global Work From Home Day, even though it should be Global Work From Home Month/year.
I wonder if it's always been that or if they just made it up.
Nah, dude. Observed annually and annually.
Hilarious.
On April 10th.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, it is, I've never heard of this before, but I assume you have because, you know.
Oh, is it for fat people?
Yeah.
That's
National
great.
Cinnamon Crescent. Not croissant, but crescent. And it looks like a croissant.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know what it is?
It's a crescent roll.
It's a crescent roll, dumbass.
I'm not that.
Yeah, you're a dumbass.
I'm not that.
They got the wrong clip art there.
Oh. Well,
they put
looks
a
like
croissant.
Okay. Okay. Well, not my fault.
Crescent roll is different.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
It is also American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Day. I love animals, so that's great.
So only one day we shouldn't be cruel to animals?
Yeah, and it's tomorrow.
So stupid.
It is also National
Cardi B Day?
National Dive Bar Day. No, it ain't.
Your
dive bar is your home. It's your bed, actually. Just
really
try,
is.
Dive into your bed and just drink yourself silly.
That's the thing. The bars are closed, but people are drinking far more now than they ever drank at a bar.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing to do.
Like, if you look at Facebook posts and Instagram posts, people are going to the liquor stores, and they are stocking up every week, including my girlfriend. I didn't know she was a lush until now. Like, she goes to, like, she went to Total Wine the other day. She had to spend hundreds of dollars. She came home with two bottles of... whiskey, two different bottles of rum, three bottles of wine, like three 12 packs of beer.
They stockpile like toilet paper.
But this is my sweet little girlfriend.
Uh-oh. crazy.
Anymore.
Man.
Now she's a drunk whore.
Jesus Christ.
Will.
Sorry, Leah. I don't mean it. JK.
I hope she is.
National Hug Your Dog Day.
I hug my dogs every day.
It is also Poet in a Cupcake Day.
A what?
Poet in a cupcake.
What does that mean? Am I supposed to cook a poet in a cupcake?
You have to put a poet in your cupcake. So maybe...
That's stupid.
If you're a poet, you just take that ding-a-ling.
What?
And you put a hole in your cupcake, and then you fill it up with some filling, with some cream cheese filling.
You have to have a small dinghy.
Speaking of cream cheese filling, guess what I just bought?
What?
A bidet.
Yeah! You got to get one now, Anna.
I don't know.
We have two of them coming to our house.
We'll just go to your house.
We're going
to
be butt sprayers, and now Will's going to be in the butt spray club, too.
I don't have a day job. I don't want to be spending money frivolously.
But look,
it's not frivolous. It's for your butt.
Spray.
You save money on toilet paper.
The only thing I don't understand about the bidet, sorry to break up holidays.
No, go ahead,
holidays.
Man. No, I want to hear about your butt and your water.
What do you... You have to dry your anal lips when you're finished, right?
Yeah,
because otherwise you'll get like a rash.
Unless you just sit there and let it drip dry. For a while.
So what do you still have to use? But you can't, if it's super wet and you put toilet paper in there, it's just going to disintegrate.
Well, I don't think it's going to be super wet.
You have to get up and you spread your cheeks.
Yeah.
And you kind of do like a little dance.
Like an air.
A dance?
Yeah, you do a little air. Like walk around like Porky Pig for about 5 minutes and it'll air dry.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Because you're not doing it. You're not doing it in a public place. It's in your home.
But you're not supposed to walk around with your ass out.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are.
Just
leaving an ass out.
You're leaving a trail of water, ass water?
Well, it's not that wet. You know, you do a little drip dry, get in the shower,
it's
maybe
wet.
Kinda. Yeah,
like,
get in
the
shower
the
and
shower,
shake it off.
When I get out of the shower, I have to dry my anal lips.
I understand that, Will, but this is just like your grundle area. So you can just strip dry it, and then
you'll get a rash.
And then, no, just walk around your house and kind of put a fan on it.
When you get out of the shower, don't you use some sort of towel to dry
yeah.
yourself?
Guys,
that's my whole body.
I just Googled it.
Okay. What did you find out?
When you're finished using the toilet, you wipe your anus one time in the usual manner, throwing the toilet tissue in the toilet. This prevents excessive feces from being washed off into the bidet. All right, dry wipe at least once after having a bowel movement and before using the bidet. So you're still using.
So
you use it before and after. And then the bidet just adds a little extra freshen up.
I actually have 6 steps to using a bidet.
What?
Yeah, I have a whole tutorial
Eat
here.
Eat food, wait, poop.
Step 1, caca in toilet. Step 2.
Wait, hold on. I got to write these down.
My bad.
Go ahead.
Okay. I've been pooping in the shower my entire life.
Very embarrassing. Are you ready for step 2 yet?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure we're going. Step 2. Finishing up. Wipe your anus one time in the usual manner. Step 3. Spray your ass with a bidet. Step 4. Oh, wait, no. Step 4 is clean your ass with the bidet. What was step 3? It just showed a picture of a lady sitting down happy. Step 3 is face the bidet to your butt. Okay, step 3 and 4, both clean your ass with the bidet. Wow, this illustration, it's a big fat ass on there.
Is it Lizzo?
Nope. Step 5, once you've cleaned your genital and anal area,
ew, gross. Why
dry yourself off.
Wait, you're supposed to get your balls while you're in there?
I guess.
Brushing up your boys?
It's kind of inevitable.
I'm a rookie. I don't know if I'm supposed to hold my balls out of the way.
No, I think you just let it all get a little fresh and clean.
Just like pop on my sack?
Absolutely.
Okay, like
Why
a speed
not?
Bag?
Why not?
I don't know. I guess. It's weird. I'm afraid I'd spray the poop into my balls. You know? You like that? All right. Say.
Hey, Bruce is on the phone. If you, he's got
a bidet
solution.
Expert. Yeah. Oh, thank God, man. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Johnny. I'm not an expert with a bidet, but dry off with a hair dryer. quick and easy.
It's a good idea, Bruce.
Not a bad idea. Ooh. Now, do they have bidets with hair dryer, like a blowing feature?
They probably do.
Oh, my God.
There probably is.
I need that.
Just to air dry, but,
yeah.
You know, we're just simple, easy. Grab a hair and just leave a hair dryer sitting like there it. On the sink. And
or how about this, Bruce? You just hire a midget that hangs out in the bathroom, what? Right? And they just sit,
yeah.
They sit next to you, and after you bidet your ass out, the midget just blows on it.
Yeah, but you got to feed a midget.
True.
That's a solid point.
Now
thanks,
you're
Bruce.
More expenses.
Yeah. Yeah, later. They don't eat a lot, though. You think a midget eats a lot?
I believe it's dwarf.
Yeah.
Stay woke is up next, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. What's coming up on Stay Woke, man? I'm glad you asked. It's going to be all kinds of great stuff.
Probably carry over the doo-doo conversation, I'm sure.
I'm thinking, yes.
Probably. Probably talk about weird things you've eaten. Stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. Feel good Freestyle Friday. Stay in the house. Don't go anywhere unless you have to, you weirdos. Wear a mask over your face if you're outside. Do what you're supposed to do. Let's stop the spread and all those things. Be fat. Wash your ass out. Bye.
It's the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone.